Chapter 9, Grief and Loss. What flashes through your mind when you hear the word loss? Money that fell out of your pocket? A game that you didn't win? As we go through life, losses are normal and unavoidable parts of life. Some of the losses that almost everyone goes through include breaking up with a girlfriend or boyfriend, friends moving away, and grandparents dying. It's not that these losses aren't sad or painful. It's just that they happen to almost everybody. These losses can make us stronger, wiser, and more mature. Loss has the power to deepen our appreciation of all the things we do have, and this makes life richer and deeper. Other kinds of loss can feel much less normal and much more traumatic. Having a parent die when you are young and still need them to take care of you is an example. Many of you reading this book will have suffered many losses. Sometimes we suffer a serious loss, but don't even realize that we have lost something. Although we may have an emotional reaction to our loss, we might not actually make the connection between our loss and the feelings we are having. Losses some kids have to deal with. Having a parent abandon you or never knowing your parents. The divorce of your parents. Having a parent or caretaker die. Being removed from your home and placed in foster care or adopted. Suffering an illness that keeps you from participating in the activities that other kids are involved in. This is a loss of health. Moving from place to place again and again and having to start at new schools and make new friends. This is a loss of stability. Going to bad or unsafe schools where you could not get the kind of education that will prepare you for your future. Having a parent get addicted to drugs or alcohol and losing their attention and support. Growing up in dangerous neighborhoods where you can't safely go outside and hang out with friends, this is a loss of freedom. Having a friend or relative die from violence in your neighborhood. Being physically abused, sexually assaulted, or molested. This is a loss of personal integrity, meaning your right to have your personal boundaries respected. This can hurt your self-respect and esteem. You may feel like you are broken, damaged, or have lost your sense of wholeness. Being locked up in a detention center, a residential treatment center, prison or jail, in these places you lose your ability to make many choices for yourself, like when to eat, where to go, even when to bathe. Losing your belief or faith that you have a positive and constructive future ahead of you. Losing hope that things can be different from the way that they have been in the past. Having the world not make sense to you or having it suddenly seem unfair or uncaring. What loss can make us feel? Grieving and feeling sadness about our losses are natural and normal feelings. But there are a lot of other things that come with loss too. Here is a list of feelings that one of our groups came up with. Anger, remorse, neglected, confused, sad, hurt, penalized, alone, ashamed, afraid, down, not loved, need help, self-destructive, horrified, depressed, like hurting someone, like it's unfair. Usually, the emotions you feel depend on the loss. You might be irritated that you lost your wallet, but you get over it pretty fast. You might feel upset for quite a while after a friend moves away, but some losses are bigger and more painful than others. A friend or parent dying, a parent or sibling going to jail, your house burning down. When these losses happen, we feel a very powerful emotion called grief. Grief. Aisha, 18 years old. 3 years ago, I was in a car crash with four of the kids. I'm not sure what happened, except we were drinking a lot and we drove off the road and the car flipped like 3 times. Later, at the hospital, the state cops came over and told me that my friend had died on the way to the hospital. For 2 days, I would wake up crying and throwing up. I cried myself to sleep every night. Friends would come over to see how I was doing, but I didn't want to see no one. After a while, I got really angry and was mad at everyone. People didn't want to deal with me because I was acting like a real bitch. But inside, I was feeling so scared. I felt guilty that he had died and I lived. Kept thinking that maybe if I hadn't been such a screw-up, that this wouldn't have happened to my friend. I just wanted him to come back and have this be a really bad dream. I thought about him in the crash all the time. I couldn't get the thoughts out of my head. But mostly, I felt sad that I had a future and his future was death. It took a long time, but I'm starting to feel better now. Sometimes the sadness comes back really bad and I get depressed. I don't even feel like coming out of my room. I can tell that people are thinking, okay, get over it already. That makes me want to scream and tell them they don't know how it feels. But most of the time, I feel better and better. I'm beginning to begin my life again. I think I've been scared and upset for too long, and I want to have a future. I need to find myself in the ruins and finish building what I've been trying to build here. Me. The stages of grief. People show grief in different ways. At the same time, there is a natural progression to grief. That means that for most people's grief follows some sort of pattern. For example, you might start off refusing to believe or accept a loss that has happened in your life. Part of your mind might deny that it really happened. During this phase, you might keep to yourself and not want to be around other people who might ask questions or want to talk about the loss you experienced. Then you might find yourself feeling really angry about having lost someone or something important to you. It might seem unfair or like you are the only one going through something like this. You might be angry at God. You might be angry at the person for dying and leaving you alone. Some kids and adults go through a stage called bargaining, where they might try to make deals with themselves or God to bring the person back. You might find yourself saying, I promise not to get in any more fights or steal if you just bring my father back. You might even know that this won't work, but it might feel like you're at least trying to do something about the loss. When it finally hits home about what happened and feels real, many kids find themselves feeling really depressed. This is when you realize that the person is gone and will never come back. It might be difficult to think of anything else. You might feel really sad and not want to participate in the things that you used to like to do. It might seem like there's a black cloud hanging over your head and following you around. Finally, however, you begin to accept that the person is gone or that what you lost isn't coming back. This does not mean that you will forget them or that they will lose their place of importance in your life. It just means that you accept what happened. It's like making peace with the situation. Accepting your loss gives you permission to move on with your life, even if the loss is not someone dying, but the loss of something else. You allow yourself to become more accepting of the loss you experienced. Not everyone goes through each of the stages we just listed. And maybe you feel something else. No matter what feelings your loss brings up, accept them for what they are. The less you fight your feelings, the easier it is to eventually move beyond your loss. Releasing our grief and loss. Victor, 18 years old. I had two very close friends that I grew up with. They passed away from this earth when I was 17 years old. One was killed by another gang, and one was killed in a car crash. It affects me to this day. I try to let it go, but it's a challenge. They're in my thoughts all the time. Suffering a big loss can make us feel like we're lost in the black hole. Sadness, depression, despair, not caring about anything, anger, hopelessness, and loneliness are natural feelings that we might have after a loss. Although these are normal feelings, they can take a lot of our energy. As time goes on, it's important to find ways to heal. Unhealthy ways to let it go. Sometimes, when people are grieving, they find it hard to handle their emotions. Grief, sadness, and sorrow can sometimes feel overwhelming. What are some of the destructive or unhealthy ways people handle their grief? Violence. When you push your real feelings down, they do a real number on you. Instead of feeling the pain, you might look for someone to pick on or abuse. You dump your pain on others. Drugs or alcohol. This might feel like a solution to getting away from the pain, but it only allows you to escape for a short time and brings on a lot of other problems. Mask. Sometimes the loss is so powerful that it feels safer to wear a mask as a way to avoid the pain. This is not a long-term solution. Turn sadness on ourselves in destructive ways. Some kids hurt so much from loss that they cut themselves to give themselves pain and dangerous tattoos to feel like they are reducing the emotional pain they have. Hurting animals. Animals are living creatures who feel pain as much as humans. If you take out your pain on animals, find a healthier way to let your hurt and sadness go. Other high-risk behaviors. High-risk sex, stealing, or other behaviors that put you in danger might let you forget about your grief or suffering for a while, but they carry consequences that can make you feel worse in the long run. Healthy ways to let it go. There are ways to grieve that do not place you or others at risk, but still release the pain. Talking. Talking about what you are feeling with someone you trust is a powerful way to release pain and sadness. The connection we feel from communicating can bring us strength and support. Crying. Anyone who has ever had a really good cry can tell you how much it helps to release the pain and sadness that gets carried around in your body and mind. It's like having a storm sweep through you, leaving clear air in its trail. But letting yourself cry can be hard for people to do, especially for young men. Growing up, you got the message that crying means you're a weak or a sissy. If it is hard for you to cry in front of people, find some privacy and give yourself permission to cry there. Remembering. If the loss was the death of someone close to you, it can help to remember things about that person with friends. Keeping his or her spirit alive through memory can bring us a sense of peace and calm. Art or music. These things can help us relax and release pent-up emotions. Also, some people find that they can remember a person or a place they have lost through art or music. Visiting. Returning to the place where the person was buried or their ashes were released allows us to stay connected to the person even though they are no longer physically present in our lives. Rituals or celebrations. Keeping certain rituals or celebrations that allows you to remember the person in a positive way. Maybe you light a candle for the person on their birthday or go to their favorite place once a year. Grieving takes time. Like all acts of healing, grieving takes time. One day you might feel good and think that the pain is behind you. The next day you find yourself lost in darkness or sadness again. This can be tough and scary because you thought the despair and pain were over only to have them come back. You might ask yourself, will it ever end? You might have heard the expression that time heals all pain, and there is some truth to that. Be gentle with yourself. Try not to tell yourself that you should be over it by now. With time and commitment to healing the wounds of loss, you will move beyond it. And every loss we survive adds to our strength and resilience.